Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus tells the entire story, this parable of the marriage of the king's son, in order to explain verse 14. Verse 14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." That's the punchline of the entire story. That's the thing that you really need to keep in the forefront of your mind when you think about the message of this parable. Many are called. How is that? Well, the church goes into all the world and it baptizes all nations. And it teaches the gospel and all things whatsoever Christ has commanded us. And it does these things by the authority and power of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God himself. And therefore, through baptism, through the preaching of the gospel, everyone who ever hears is invited into the kingdom of God. We do not have a world filled with people who have never heard the word of God. We have a world filled with people who have heard the word of God sufficiently to be saved and come into the kingdom of grace, but who despise that word, reject that word, and by their own fault remain in their sins. Every child who has ever sat through Sunday school classes has heard the invitation of the Holy Ghost into the kingdom of grace. Every adult who has ever attended a service in which a true gospel sermon is preached has heard the invitation of the Holy Ghost. So many are called. The gospel goes out in all manner of ways and in all manner of times and places. And the Holy Ghost is active in that preaching of the gospel and sincerely desires and works for the salvation of every soul who hears. But then the word of God says many are called, but few are chosen. Many are invited, but few get into the party. Why is that? It is due to the hardness of man's heart. That is, the Holy Ghost is present in the word, and the gospel is preached with the authority of Jesus Christ. But in some way, most people who hear it despise the invitation. And even, listen to this, this is important, even among those who appear to be professing Christians, there are those who have hidden hypocrisy in their hearts. They want to be numbered among the Christians, but they have no true faith in the Redeemer. They are like the speechless man in the gathering who had on no wedding garment. There he is, wanting to be considered among the saints, wanting to be considered among the holy people of God, but he has no faith in the forgiveness of sins. He has no robes of righteousness. He is not declared righteous in the eyes of God through faith in Christ Jesus. His profession of faith and his desire to be numbered among the people of God is a pretense and a hypocrisy. And so it is. Many are called, but few are chosen. When a person is saved, it is all due to the grace of God. And when a person is lost, it is all due to their own unbelief and despising. So let's just take a brief look here this morning. Here the king, he makes a marriage for his son. This is the big event on the social calendar. And you are lucky to be invited to this gala event. And when the day comes for the feast, he sends forth his servants, the prophets in the Old Testament, Jesus and the apostles in the New Testament. He sends forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding. That is to preach the word of God and to invite people to get in on the blessings of the gospel. And the Bible says they would not come. They would not come. They didn't take it seriously. It's just the preacher again. Oh yeah, he's haranguing us. What's he haranguing you about? He's talking about sin. What does he say about sin? He's against it. Right? Alright, good. So, again, he sent forth other servants, saying to them that were bidden, "Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage." You see that? So they didn't listen to the first group. So what does the Lord do in his patience and his mercy and his goodness? He sends more people to tell them the gospel. And he says, he preaches the gospel very clearly. He says, "Everything is ready. Come to the feast. Come and get in on the finished, completed, accomplished work of Christ. Jesus has done everything for the salvation of your soul. Do not miss out on this." How do they respond? They made light of it. Made fun of it. Comedians talked about it. What a joke. And they went their ways. One to his farm and another to his merchandise. And you got to get that word merchandise, you got to say it or think it the right way. One to his farm and the other to his merchandise. Because what is being spoken about is people who are neglecting their soul's salvation in favor of the mere things of this world. And so one to his farm and another to his merchandise. Now that would be bad enough. These people already are sealing their fate. Because though they have been prepared for, and though they have been called and invited, and though the Holy Ghost is with them, they have pushed it all away and decided to remain in their present condition. But if that wasn't bad enough, it says that the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Alright, so it's not bad enough that you don't receive the gospel, but then what you do is you work against the preaching of the Christian church. You persecute and you kill those who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now when the king hears about it, he's angry and he sends his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Jesus here is referring to the coming destruction of Jerusalem. All right? Back in 70 AD, Jerusalem was burned to the ground by the Romans and not one stone was left upon another that was not thrown down. Jesus had prophesied on many occasions that because those people had rejected him, their Messiah, and the day of their visitation, God's judgment would come upon them. And so it is that God's judgment will come upon all people who have the opportunity to be saved and despise it. So he sends his servants out into the highways and the byways of the world and brings in everyone who will come in and fills the wedding with guests. And this is talking about the mission of the Christian church in all the world, the conversion of people from every nation and language, bringing them into the holy Christian church where they enjoy the forgiveness of sin and the gracious friendship, grace and favor of God through Jesus Christ. And the king comes in to inspect the people of God, and there's a man in the congregation who is not wearing a wedding garment. Oh yeah, he's in the congregation. Yeah, he wants to be considered a pious Christian. But his idea about religion is this. He wants his religion, but he wants it on his own terms. He's not going to be coming in penitence, repentance, and trusting only in the merits of Jesus for the forgiveness of his sins. No, he thinks that he is righteous enough in himself, and that he should be acceptable to God on his own terms. And so, the gospel to him is a nothing. The work of Jesus for the redemption of his soul is nothing. And he thinks that he deserves a place among the people of God because he's a good guy. Because he's got the right attitudes. Because he's a good fellow. And the king says, how did you get in here not having a wedding garment on? And the man realizes suddenly that he has committed a grievous offense, daring to consider himself one of God's people while not being clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. And so he's speechless. And the king says to his servants, tie this guy up and throw him out into the dark. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You see, that is the picture of eternal damnation. So you want to be considered a child of God, but you don't want to trust only in Jesus. You want to be among the people of God, but you want to do so on your own terms and not on God's terms. Well, there is but one end for you, and that is to be thrown into the outer darkness where you will weep and where you will gnash your teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. What's the gospel in our text today? The gospel is the wedding supper itself, because that signifies the redeeming work of Christ, which is all sufficient, and the preaching of the gospel, which is all sufficient. And what is the goal? That we may always be receiving these things thankfully and never allow the inner cancer of self-righteousness to arise in our hearts, so that it will be said of us, many are called and few are chosen. Thank God, I am, by God's grace, among the chosen. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.